Ready? So, Hare Krishna, I thank Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj very much for his very deep lecture where he really told us about the three steps in creating a new life and forming new vasanas or new habits. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Remember, he told us that first we have an external practice. Then we should bring it, our practice, to the stage of meditation. Like you have done so during the Japa retreat, where you have meditated about the meaning of the mantra, where you have chanted different, or where you have done meditations about your relationship with Krishna. And finally, he said, samadhi or full absorption is required. I also appreciated very much this last point of, you know, leaving really all our cloth behind, or our vasanas, our desires, which we have, and go pure before God. Now we will come to a very enlivening question and answer session. We have quite a few questions. So we will give our best to answer them briefly and to the point. Yes, I think we will do one question Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, one question me, like this. There are two dimensions of purification. One is when you have an accidental contact. And the other is when you have a deep contact. Fireworks, even when you accidentally come in contact with it, and only for a short time. But a fire burns iron much more when you keep the iron rod for some time in the fire, and then it will become fire itself. So in this example, chanting without knowing about Sambandha, your relationship to Krishna, does make you a little warm. But only if you understand that you are the eternal servant of Krishna and serve Him, will you transform. Thank you for your question. Prabhupada said something about this. He said, from chanting comes more chanting. So, I think that answers your question. When you really drink nice alcohol, you will drink more nice alcohol. Don't drink vodka. But I think you understand. You become really attached to chanting. That's the result of proper chanting.
Силы, когда у нас есть, которая тянет нас.
With the heart, I mean the subtle body, which works in two things: thinking and feeling, emotions, and then, of course, we make decisions. That's the third thing. So changing the heart means changing the thinking, the feeling, and the emotions and the actions. Example of a changed heart. Once there was a devotee who saw a dead cow and started to dance. People asked him why he danced so joyfully when he saw an inauspicious thing like a dead cow. And he answered, "I think differently about it. The cow died. Now the leather can be used for a mridanga. And the cow will have a post-mortem benefit by being engaged in the kirtan." I am so happy about the mercy of the Lord. Let me dance. His thinking was changed. His emotions and his actions. So this is an exalted example, but what it means is to change the heart means I can give it in a different way. You develop desires from your mechanical practice. When the heart changes, you develop beneficial desires. Yes, when the heart changes, you develop new and beneficial desires. You remember the example Prabhupada gave of the young girl who serves her husband? She's a child. She doesn't feel any feelings how a woman feels towards a man. But she serves him, even as a child. Mechanical. But at a certain time of maturation, she begins to serve him with love. The heart has now changed. It's no longer mechanical. It's full with love. So, changing the heart means that you become identified as a servant of Krishna who serves Krishna with love. Just like the young girl who is married with 6 years of in 6 years of age, after a mechanical service develops real love and attachment to the husband. May we all fall in love. Hare Krishna. Reject them.
So where is the limit of the sense activity? Where is the border, the possible border of sense
activity? Let me recommend to you something which is a little controversial. I don't think for all devotees the path of strict ascetic practice is realistic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says Yukta Vairagya is more useful, that is to bring things in connection with Krishna. Make a nature walk and think about how the sun is the eye of Krishna. And even if you look in the TV a documentary or something related to Krishna, when you eat what you like eating, but offer it first to Krishna. And in this way become more purified. See, this is called the via positiva. Engage your mind with Krishna. Don't engage your mind with, I shouldn't do that. There are certain things we should not do, like the four rules and regulations. And things which make us agitated, lusty, passionate, and everything. But for beginners, it is much more useful to go the positive path, which means two things. First, hear a lot about Krishna. His pastimes, activities, his holy name. And then as you go through life, dedicate your life to Krishna. This life of dedication, however, will only work if you do the first step, that is, hear a lot about Krishna. If you don't hear about Krishna, you will not dedicate the world to Krishna. But in the name of Yukta Vairagya, you will just try to enjoy. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
What is primary?
Are they changing of the holy name or the source? What is the basis of our inspiration? Chanting is service. It is the foundational principle of other devotional service. Shravanam and Kirtanam. Mm-hmm. Once in Los Angeles, Prabhupada went to the deities, had darshan, and then took charanamrita. And after he took charanamrita, he became like a volcano. It was absolutely salty. He said, "Who did this?" And a little trembling Mataji was brought forward. Prabhupada asked her, "Are you chanting your rounds?" "No. The authorities told me to do service in the deity room and forget about chanting." Oh, Prabhupada corrected the authorities on that day. Ooh, it's very intense. You have not seen Prabhupada angry. My dear devotees, there is nothing more terrifying than Prabhupada's anger. I saw it one time, and I had to leave the room and hide in a big pot in the kitchen. Oh, it was so heavy. Srila Prabhupada said we should clearly articulate the mantra. That means the sound should be properly there. It's Hare Krishna and not Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. It's about the clear sound should be there. So on that day the Mataji sounded like the Pitizis, the birds. Which was very sympathetic, but the sound was not clear. How do you feel if you are addressed? And someone doesn't speak your name properly. You feel he doesn't care.
Something.
From you, it must be from your side.
You're suggesting different, types of meditation, but some skeptics can argue that Srila Prabhupada would say just hear Maha Mantra. What would you say to them?
Prabhupada said many things. One is just hear. Another is chanting Hare Krishna means to keep Krishna always within your mind. Then he said, in your mind you can build a diamond throne. And seat Krishna there and then give him an abhishek. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we should invite the Guru to come be present in our chanting and also give him a seat and offer him water to drink and then ask permission to chant. These are clearly meditational practices. What I like very much in Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj is that in his preaching he is making a point to put the whole spectrum of our philosophy before us. Sometimes devotees or preachers only take aspects. But that is like presenting only a partial part of a picture. Now there is so much information. Which information is good for you? Should you hear or should you hear and meditate? For this we need to ask our spiritual master. He will know where we are at the present moment and which of the Vedic information is relevant for us at this moment. Hare Krishna. Wonderful questions.
Ask for the service.
Who?
Whom I should ask for the service.
Vladivostok, Rostov, Krasnodar, Ufa.
Let me give you a suggestion. Why not do kirtan in your apartment? I mean, invite devotees to come or friends to come. And then start a kirtan culture in your place. Or just sing a lot at home. Make kirtan a part of your life. You have noticed, as you were doing so much kirtan here, the dvani, the echo or the kirtan was echoing, running in your mind on its own. Catch yourself during the day. Oh, there is some free time. Let me sing. When you are in the bus, you can have your earphones. Hear some good kirtan. Dance a little in the bus or in the working place. Become a singer of the holy name. My suggestion is also that you take one thing from the retreat and practice that. And to help you do that, we have developed this Japa Transformation Workbook, which you can get in about 2 hours' time from now.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, not 2 hours, 2 weeks. But don't be so gloomy. This is a Siberian thing where the sun is not so present. Or is it? Let me. I can't give examples from Siberia, from Russia. But let us be not so gloomy. Budi pozitivno. Yes. And practice one thing, not all, not everything, one thing only. Don't leave the retreat without knowing this I will practice. In a little time from now, we will request you to focus on one thing. It will be your last meditation. Okay.
Как у них продолжаются хорошие отношения в духовном мире, и
If two people have, if two devotees have quarrel and they have this deep bad feeling against each other, their hearts, how can they develop their relationships, the relationship in the spiritual world, and will they don't go there while keeping this bad feeling in their hearts?
Let us not talk about the spiritual world. Let us talk how we can stop quarrels amongst ourselves. There's a wonderful method which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur applied when he saw that two devotees in the temple were quarreling with each other. He said, he brought them before him and he said to devotee A, say one thing positive about devotee B. Well, it's good that at least you sleep in the temple. Okay. Devotee B, say something good about devotee A. Well, at least he eats prasadam. So then more and more A found more and more about B. And after some time, the quarrel was gone. I have applied this in my life. I'm an older devotee, and that means we also get attacked quite often. You know, when you're visible. And by this method, I found out that anyone who attacks me always has good qualities also. They want to serve Prabhupada. They want to protect good qualities. Try to see the good. And don't waste your time with seeing the different perspectives and so on. And when you have a good attitude towards someone, usually he stops his attacks. I would suggest that we now take the last question to Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj. Or, yeah?
Oh, we have more questions.
Yeah. We have also the program. Oh, ho, ho. So many.
So, two last
minutes. Yeah. But don't worry, we will answer all the questions, and how we will do this, you will not believe it. I will tell you in a moment.
Thank you.
keeps your compassion for us, Krishna. It's already a very deep meditation.
Well spoken, well spoken.
Мой
муж, муж, муж.
По ночам часов до 12, иногда до часа, он смотрит кармические фильмы. Как я могу помочь избавиться от этого?
Кармические фильмы.
Можно просто смириться и молиться Кришне. Продолжается это уже много лет. Наверное, мои молитвы не такие искренние. Он инициирован, преданный, сам все понимает, но изменить ничего не получается. My husband has this bad habit. Every night until 12 o'clock, sometimes 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, he's watching the TV, the army movies. How can I help him in this situation to get rid of this bad habit? Maybe I should just live with it and just pray to Krishna. It goes on for many years and probably my prayers are not heard. My prayers are not that sincere. He's an initiated devotee.
He is. In Europe, also many devotees look many very often movies to the point of addiction. Not many, some. Their life is so uninteresting and uneventful that they totally go into the interesting stories which are told in the movies or presented in the movies.
И Вишнанатха Виталипова событий, что люди предпочитают погрузиться в эти придуманные истории, которые описываются.
People who are addicted to films have a deep unfulfilled need.
Люди, которые подсели на фильмы, в действительности страдают от очень глубоких и неудовлетворенных потребностей.
The need is for an exciting life.
Это потребность приключенческой жизни, интересной жизни.
I was also very addicted to movies before I came to Krishna
consciousness.
And then I found out by doing devotional service I am no longer attracted to movies. And I found out also by hearing about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna I think they are so wonderful, a movie can't present them so nicely. No, see, people are interested in movies because of they want to have stories. So your husband needs a few good stories, Krishna Katha. And his life needs to be a little bit more exciting. You can tell him this answer, maybe it helps. When you have a need, then you have to fulfill it. Do you want to fulfill it in a material way and remain frustrated, or in a spiritual way and be fulfilled? I think if your husband leaves an exciting devotional life, and hears the stories about Krishna, no need for so many movies. Reality is much nicer than the movie. I think we should stop here, no? So now, on the plan is the theater play. Is it ready? Vipalkit, can you look and see? The theater play will summarize the teachings of the retreat in a dramatic way. That's what I heard. You have seen it? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And after the theater play, we will have our Sankalpa ceremony and then Hogya. Everything is done. Was? Oh ja, das machen wir vor der Sankalpa-Zeremonie. Yes. So, all right, Vipakit drama is ready. Or Gaurahari, where will you do the drama?
On the stage.
On the stage. Good. Thank you for your wonderful questions. I thought they were really to the point. And oh yeah, how will we answer the other question? I have developed a mystical method. I take all your questions, put them before the deities, and all the unanswered questions, huh? And ask the deities to give you answers in the heart. And if you hear very carefully,
you might hear the answer. Don't smile at me and think, oh, this is just a trick. No, it really works. I will come to the deities, to the Moscow deities, in on Monday evening I'm there. Then Tuesday, and I put the letter before the deities and pray. So start to listen for answers Tuesday evening. Krishna might give you an inspiration as an answer to your question. But it's a team, we both need to work. I will work and you will work. You look at me and don't believe it. It works, really. Try it. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Bol. Oh, Krishna, I'm sorry. I'm getting enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic that I'm finished with my work here.